Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's transition now to the big story of the day. Antonio Brown wanting to punch Mike Mayock in the face. Kevin Bollinger of the Fox affiliate over there, he's actually in Vegas getting ahead of their move here a little bit. And it's not like there's any news that the Oakland folk are missing or are catching that Kevin's not. So he joins us now. Kevin, thanks for hanging out with us here in Portland, man. I'll just start. Is he going to play any games at all with the Raiders? What's your guess on this one?
At this point, I would say no. I just think that at this point, they're trying to get their legal things tied up here. And I'm not sure if they really want the headache. Remember, this is only a three-year deal that he signed. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders aren't exactly going to the Super Bowl this year. And so I think they need to look at the positives and negatives. And a lot of that, though, is going to depend on where he's at in the locker room and with John Gruden. Mike Mayock may be kind of the man that Gruden has kind of put out there to deal with all this stuff and kind of stay out of it if he's still got the locker room with him. But the Raiders are not an organization that likes to get played publicly. So I would anticipate that there's going to be a suspension prior to the 1 p.m. Eastern Saturday roster cut line, if you will, because that would trigger his guaranteed money if he is on the roster at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And that could set them up to release them if they want to. But I'm sure that they're trying to look at possibly suspending him and then making a decision after the fact that would still give him that comfort zone financially of whether they can release him and not owe him the guaranteed money.
Yeah, and we all agree with you. It's just hard to envision a way that he still ends up playing for Oakland after threatening to punch his boss in the face. But playing the other side of the hypothetical, if a suspension doesn't come, this kind of gets swept under the rug, or maybe it's a one-game suspension and he ends up coming back and playing the rest of the year. What kind of message does that send, I guess, just from the organization? And can they recover from allowing somebody to get away from something like that if they don't end up moving on from him?
You certainly don't want to kind of lay out that foundation that players are going to be able to come in and walk all over the organization, especially when you look at the fact that once they do move to Las Vegas, they're going to be super attractive to free agents that are going to want to come here because of Nevada's no state income tax. It's Las Vegas, which players obviously love. So they have a chance to get some high-profile players, but with that comes some divas at times. So if they kind of do this now with Antonio Brown, how much of a door does that open for guys down the road as well? I think that this is the time that you either make a statement one way or the other.
Yeah, Kevin Bollinger is our guest. He's on Twitter at KevinFox5 in Vegas, sports director over there for their affiliate. And obviously the Raiders are going to be over there in about a year or so to start playing their games. I'm curious about that, Kevin. It doesn't feel like they're going to be a very good team this year and potentially their last year in Oakland. How ready is Vegas for the team, aside from just excitement of having a pro NFL team there? Are they happy about getting this particular team the way it looks today?
You know, it's a little bit of a different situation. You know, a lot of people try to compare to the Golden Knights who came in with the NHL. But the way I look at it is, you know, everybody grows up with an NFL team that they're kind of steadfast with, maybe not on the West Coast as much with an NHL team. And so mm-hmm. It was easier for fans to transition and jump on the bandwagon. I think it's going to be tough for a lot of people if there's a ton of Bronco fans here in Las Vegas. Are they really going to cut ties with the Broncos and become a Raiders fan right away? I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a generational thing with maybe the kids now that kind of have their local team, and we'll see that 20 years down the road. But certainly there is a ton of excitement to have an NFL team. And the Raiders, will have a huge fan base. But let's face it, the visitors are going to have a big fan base on those games here in Las Vegas as well.
Absolutely. Destination city, man. It's an easy place to get to for a lot of people, and they get to go watch their team. Kevin Bollinger on Twitter at KevinFox5 Vegas. Kevin, great insight. Thank you for hanging out with us and hopping on. And I'm sure we're going to hear from you this season.
All right, Brandon, Andy, thank you much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.